going to a former copper now, the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton. G'day.
Yeah, g'day, Ray.
You know all about what I just spoke about.
Yeah, mate, it's, it really brings it home, and I think a lot of people realise, you know, superficially the stress that police are under, the jobs that they have to go to, and I don't think they have a full appreciation of the full detail of sitting down with, you know, a victim of crime, going to the scene of a shooting. These are images that that stay with you forever, particularly where children are involved. And I think it's a great credit to you and to the Hadley family that you're able to turn this very unfortunate circumstance that's had the appropriate outcome into what will be good for broader society. And I was down at the AFP headquarters in Canberra yesterday talking to some of the police down there about this very topic, and we need to do a lot more for our police and fireys and the rest, because they see things that most Australians could never stomach, and these coppers are seeing it shift in, shift out, and we need to provide as much support as we can.
Well, I was heartened by the AFP Commissioner Andrew Colvin after the tragedy that visited the AFP headquarters in Canberra last weekend to confirm that while he thinks there's some good work being done, there's a lot more work still to be done.
There's no question about that. And there's a stigma attached. Mental health is a condition no different to asthma or to, you know, a disease of any other nature, and it just needs to be treated. And it can be treated in a way that it hasn't been in the past, so we need to reduce that stigma, but it's certainly still there within, you know, the police ranks, and we need to try and address that. And it can have dire consequences, as you allude to, where police have access to firearms and the rest of it, and it's a very tough day for a police family. There's a very collegiate nature to whether it's people within the Defence Force or within policing. They're a very tight family, and quite often they're literally under attack from different elements of the society, judiciary, wherever it might be. So they need the support, and they need support from government, from the media. And as I say, mate, it's a great credit to you and to Daniel as well, as he fights through his battles as well, that we can turn some good out of it. And I think that's a positive outcome.